نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1443, and we know the month of Rabi'ul Awwal now is ending, but we always will remember the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the hijrah of the Master from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah, that also took place during Rabi'ul Awwal, and the Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving this world, all this took place during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. You, the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, you might be hearing some AK-47s going around here. So don't worry, I'm very safe here in the masjid environment. Maulana is also big size like me, our Maulana Zakaria. You know, some people are celebrating. So therefore, you're hearing all the bang, bang, bang. I'm not in a war zone here. I came from King Shaka Airport to Shaka Skra, second visit here. So don't worry, there all the banging are going on. So we're very safe here, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Whenever we want to remain safe, always read this dua. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector, and He Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Inshallah, tonight's program is 8:30 now, so we will conclude by 9:30, inshallah, so we have exactly an hour. So tonight is Jummah, so we'll speak about Jummah, the night of Jummah, the day of Jummah, and we will speak about the mission and the message of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the functions of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then in the conclusion, the challenges we, the Ummah, are facing. So tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. What is the history of Jumu'ah, brothers? Remember, the Arabs prior to Islam, they used to call this day of Jumu'ah Aruba. So Aruba, because of Arabs, you know, they had that we are superior race, we are superior people. So before Islam came to them, they called this day Aruba. When Islam came, so then the day Jumu'ah. Why? Remember that your local salat, your five daily salat, you will read in your house, you will read in your local masjid and so forth. But remember, Jummah time, everybody assembles in the masjid, the Jummah masjid, Jami masjid. You open the noble Quran, Surah 62, Surah Jumu'ah. Verses, there are 11 verses in that surah, in that chapter there. So this is the greatest day for us as Muslims, Sayyidul Ayyam, the greatest day in the week for us as Muslims. So what should we be doing? You, I see a lot of youngsters here. So Maulana, you got hiftas here also? MashaAllah. Maul Zakaria is here, dun, this time like dun. So dun, I'm not used to Maulana's surname, you know, so dun, I must get used to it. So inshallah, so Maulana, remember dadan, right. So anyway, Maulana got hifz class here. So for all you flowers and youngsters, so you must do this tonight. Make intention, mashallah. that the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who came to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget. So what should I do? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of Jumu'ah, that's tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. So you read 4 rakat salat, you perform 4 rakat salat. First rakat, Surah Fatiha, and then Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan is chapter 44 of the Noble Quran, in the 25th juz, 25th supara, 59 verses there. And then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, you know, is Surah 32. And thereafter, remember, after Surah Fatiha, obviously. And then last rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. So if you don't know these surahs by heart, look inside the Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin. So read in this sequence, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and thereafter Surah Mulk. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, that read it thalathan o khamsan o sab'an, for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 7 weeks. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu did it. He said, fama nasitu ba'd. I shouldn't forget after that. Allah jalla wa'ala gave me a powerful retentive memory. So you students, mashallah, flowers, who are doing hifz, who want to start hifz, mashallah, you want to start hifz next year. So from now, start practicing on this, inshallah. You read these 4 surahs, read 2 rakat salatul hajat after that, and beg Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala. So that is a great sunnah. Then tonight, tomorrow, we read abundant durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just read now for you. Surah 33, verse 56, is long tafsir and commentary. I'll just summarize it. Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the Quran Sharif, there are 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and remember 540 rukus. You will not find anywhere in the Noble Quran that Almighty Allah commands us to do something and Allah is doing some other except salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important is that, my brothers? Inna Allah, inna come for emphasis, for taqeed. Verily, surely, Almighty Allah wa malaikatahu and his angels, yusalluna ala Nabi, descending salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's special mercy. And the malaika, the angels, they're making dua. Allah must elevate the rank of the master, alayhi salam. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, Allah's name, after that, your Mubarak, blessed, honorable name is taken. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You see in adhan, you see in iqamah, everywhere. So, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, 89 times in the Noble Quran this phrase is used. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person who knows Arabic will tell you, then what should have happened? I should say, you should say, Usalli wa usallim ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm sending salutations. I'm sending peace upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Master alayhi salam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. His rank is so exalted and sublime. How can I say I'm going to send salat and salam? We speak lies, we make rebirth, we do so many funny things with our tongue. So we say, no. Allahumma salli wa sallim. Ya Allah, we bring your Mubarak name. You send the salawat, salutations on our behalf to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the beauty of the words, my brothers. Because when we bring Allah jalla wala's name and we're sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely it will be accepted, and the du'as we make after that will also be accepted. Provided that we make sincere du'a, dilse, not we making du'a and thinking of our wife and thinking of our children and all that. Sometimes we're thinking of other people's wives also. So remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَاءَ عَنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah does not accept dua from a heart that is unmindful. Remember that. So that is the secret. And for tonight and tomorrow is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Abundant durood sharif upon the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Speaking of gifts, what do you think, my brothers, my sisters, esteemed listeners, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Medina Munawwara. The people didn't see Nabi alayhi salam, majority of them. Thani Yathnain, the second of the two, is with the Master alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Nor did they see Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when they entered, so what happens? The children, the daughters of Medina Munawwara, they were the Najjar tribe. You go to Cape Town, even today you will find the Najjar family, the carpenters. So what happens? That the daughters went with the duff. And the duff is small, small, young daughters, 4, 5, 6 years old. And they were hitting the duff and welcoming the Master, alayhi salam. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. That we are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. How excellent Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now will be our neighbor. So this one will say, I'm bringing this gift, I'm bringing this gift, I'm bringing this gift. But one lady, Umme Sulaim, oh mother, sisters, take heed, take lesson from here. She came to the Master alayhi salam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son. His name is Anas. He's 10 years old. And he will be your khadim e khas, your special attendant. 10 years he stayed with the Master alayhi salatu salam. Go study about them, my brothers. This you call Asma'ul Rijal, Asma'ul Nisa, the beloved students of the Master alayhi salam. One topic leads to another. Do you know Mawa Adraka Man Anas? Do you know who's Anas radiallahu anh? Subhanallah, Anas radiallahu anhu is buried there in Basra in Iraq. He passes away in the year 93. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, this Anas is making so much khidmat. He's serving me so much. And he's doing it willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Give him barakah, blessing in his progeny and family. And give him barakah in his wealth. He states himself, Anas radiallahu anhu, when I started counting my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, over 100 it was. Imagine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise was in the 11th year of the Hijrah. 93 only he passed away. So how far? Imam Abu Hanifa was born in 80 and he met him also, he saw him also. So remember this and his harvest and crops because of the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His farm, his harvest, his crops, twice a year this to be a harvest. Oh Ummat, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, know and believe in this. When his crops used to come, his harvest used to come, to usme e khushbu bita, that it had fragrance in it as well. That is the barakah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua. His honorable mother, Umme Sulaim, she says sometimes Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to our house and rest. Then when there was perspiration, then we used to put the bottle there and the perspiration used to fall and come and then come into the bottle. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up. What are you doing, Ya Umme Sulaim? Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take your Mubarak perspiration and then we apply it as itar. It is the best itar in the whole of Medina Munawwara. See, brothers. So where it started, there on the occasion of the Hijrah. So let's go on with Jumu'ah. So my brothers, that we all know we have to read Surah Kahf. You know, you have DC, direct current. You have AC, alternate current. Then you have ANC and no current. So you all have load shedding, right? So that we got load shedding, you got load shedding. It carries on. So imagine in the qabr we don't have nur. Imagine on a day of justice we don't have nur. What will happen to us? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Read Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, the day of Friday. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. In our qubur, in our graves also it will be there. On day of justice also it will be there. So brothers, it's a win-win situation, remember that. We all know death is inevitable. We all have to die. So what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? The Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah give death during the day of Friday or the night of Friday tonight, and that person passes away with Iman and Islam, وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ, Allah Jalla Wala will protect that person from the torment of the grave, punishment of the grave. The ulama and awliyaullah is to cry and beg and petition Allah. Iman ke saath uthawe ya Allah and jumme ke roz. How many ulama that and awliyaullah used to make this dua? Your town, Chakaskral. Let me relate one incident to you. I don't think any one of you even know it. Maybe our Mohana Manga Sahib knows. Some of old people might be. This was 1996. And my niece got married here in Ispingo Beach. So I brought my mother, my wife, all that. And the next day, we were going for Umrah. So lo and behold, it was Saudi airline. So our Maulana Ahmad Saeed Wahid Sahib Rahimahullah, he, his family, they were there in the plane. So when I entered, Maulana entered before me. So I even greeted Maulana, made salam, Maulana Kesi Mizaj, Tabiat, all that. We knew, because in a Jamiat meetings we used to meet. When I used to come from Newcastle, for Dazal Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah. So I was two rows behind Maulana. After about 10, 15 minutes, I heard people crying. So I looked up, then I saw, is there my Maulana? I rushed there, they say, Maulana got an attack and so forth. So anyway, the people came and a lot of, you know, emergency, whatever you. And then Maulana passed away also. Imagine the man was going for Umrah and he passes away in the plane and so forth. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The Quran says, you're going out in the path of Almighty Allah, and death comes, then remember whatever intention you went for, Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. So he passes away, and his intention was Umrah. So we believe 100% Allah will give him full, maximum, optimum reward. So ye to pyari maut hai. This is such a maut that is beloved by Almighty Allah. Jalla Wala, Allah give Hazrat Mohana Wahid Sahib Jannatul Firdaus. According to the reports I got, remember they say Hazrat Maulana served this community for 36 years. So we should be making that dua. Death, we have to die. So ask Allah for a respectful death. Friday with Iman, Ramadan. Our Maulana Ismail Saleji studied in Darul Newcastle. Our student, my study by me also. And 1 month before that, or 5-6 weeks before that, he came there. He wanted to see the radio station, everything. So we showed him everything. He even told me, take this one nazam and you must play it. It's too beautiful. So mashallah, we play it also. When he passes away in sajda. So this is qabile rishk maut. Remember that you envy such people. They are awliyaullah. How Allah loves them. So carry on, my brothers. So Surah Kahf, and you must remember that our Durood Sharif, Surah Dukhan. So man qara Surah Hamim al-Dukhan, Laylat al-Jumu'ah, or Yawm al-Jumu'ah, banallahu lahu biha baytan fil Jannah. You read the Surah Dukhan on a Friday, the night or the day, Allah will bless you with a palace in Jannah, the hadith in Tabarani. So all this is for us. For you in the masjid, you're doing it, not doing it, I don't know. Mawlana Zakaria will implement it, inshallah. And if you are not doing it, see, one sunnah, we must revive. Habibuna Salim, I give you, that was a big bomb there, you see. So you must, nobody's wuzu broke, don't worry. See. It's all outside business, you understand? So you must remember that. Subhanallah, when I came to the airport today, it was sunny. Suddenly the weather changed and everything, there in Joburg, over Tambo. And the hail started coming and everything, we sitting quietly in the bus. Now they have to delay the plane because nobody want to go out of the bus also, it's hailing. And the plane also won't take off, you see. So there one side is just hailing and yeah, bombs are going. Lot of things happening in South Africa, you must remember that. So anyway, that's why we got delayed, but we made it in time, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So brothers, the point I'm making here is this, that each one of us must know one sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must have this in the inner recesses of our heart. One sunnah of the Master alayhi salam is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. It's better than the whole world and whatever it contains. We must believe in it, not from the tip of our tongue. So one sunnah, I give you three references. And it's to do with the topic I'm busy with. In Ibn Majah, wonderful hadith kitab, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammiruha al-jumu'ah. Take your loban, take your bakhur, take your incense, and then use it here in your masjid. If you go to Masjid Nabawi tonight, Madinah Munawwara, you go Friday morning, you will see special people are given designated their task. They walk from one corner to the other. What the bakhur, what the loban, and so forth. You're doing it, mashallah. You're not doing it, Mawlana implemented, inshallah. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, writes in Zadul Ma'ad, he says, in time of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu warda, one person was given this task, Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You know, you go Pakistan, India, a person sell topi, so topi wala. He sell kurta, kurta wala, watch, gari wala, socks, moza wala. So his name became that as what? That loban wala. You see? Mujammir in Arabic you call. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, who was our, you understand, principal, we studied in a madrasa there. So remember, he passed away in Shawwal 1976. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, wrote in Adabul Masajid that ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We have neglected and abandoned the sunnah. See brothers. So that is fattabi'uni. We don't speak of the Master alayhi salam only during Rabiul Awwal. We speak of the Master alayhi salam daily. You know what is the meaning of fattabi'uni? Surah 3 verse 31. You need to study some philology. When you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a calf, that calf is called tabi' for male, and masculine, feminine, tabi'a. So that calf will follow the mother everywhere. So fattabi'uni, so you the ummah, follow me, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every walk of life. Occasions of joy and sadness, all times, all circumstances. When we do that, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So imagine, my brothers and sisters, listeners, so everything we have, we just have to learn, implement it, and propagate it, inshallah. So that's first part, inshallah. Second part, what is the mission, the message? Why did Almighty Allah send Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We're discussing Jumu'ah. So Allah says in Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 2, what must you do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah mentioned four functions. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Majority of Sahaba, male, female, adult and children, were Arabs. Yet Allah said, teach them how to recite the Quran Sharif. So my brothers, each one of us, we're not saying we must become like Qari Abdul Basit, or you must remember like Sheikh Khalil, Mahmud Khalil Husri. You know Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri's story? You know? We met him, we met Sheikh Abdul Basit also, all of them, rahimahullah. Hasir. Hasir means a met. So when he was a young boy, 6, 7, 8 years old, they used to live on the periphery, on the outskirts of Cairo and so forth. The people were traveling and going, so his parents, grandparents, all of them would say, go, go, give the musafir, give the traveler, put a mat there, too much dust is flying and all. So they became known as the Husri family. You see, waqaleen wale, kapat wale, you see, like that. So that's Husri. So subhanallah, one day one of the elders in the family saw a dream. This is 90 years ago, 95 years ago, plus minus. So remember that he saw a dream that the orange, the grape juice is coming and is flowing. It's not stopping at all. So they went in, not Azhar of today. That time Azhar had Waliullah, great people. So they went to the Waliullahs there and asked them, what is the meaning? They said, who is the young boy in this family? They said, him, Mahmud. Say, bring him, put him in madrasa. So he became a hafiz, he became qari, he became sheikh. Do you know what he became, my brothers? Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri, for those of you becoming a hafiz, those of you who learn qirat, those of you who love to listen to the noble Quran, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri, awwalu man sajjal al-Quran bi riwayati Hafs. The first person to record the entire Quran Sharif. You know, before you used to get that big record. So that was what they did. Then they put it on tape and then CD and all the gadgets you got today. So the first person to do that was him on the riwayat of Hafs. أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَجَّلَ الْقُرْآنَ بِرِوَايَةِ وَرْشِ وَبِرِوَايَةِ قَالُونَ Different riwayats. He memorized the Quran, he read the whole Quran, and then they recorded it. The first person to read Quran, fil umam al muttahida, in the United Nations. The first person to read Quran, in fil bayt al abyad, in the White House. When I was there in 74, so first time we went to Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, so it was King Faisal's time. So they announced from where they give adhan. They said, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri is here. So those who want to make tawaf, you make, and the others remain silent. Lo and behold, they told him, read Quran, and how we were crying, listening to him live, in front of Amaba Baytillah. This is what to izzu man tasha, wa to zillu man tasha. So Sahaba, Ubay bin Ka'b, Aqra'ul Qawm, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ubay, you are such a person, Allah took your name. Allah took your name, O Ubay, Fabaka Ubay. And he started crying. So my brothers, who see our ulama, our huffaz, they gave their life for Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَهُ Go and study the chain of transmission. There's a Rawi reported there, open Tirmidhi, you will find Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami. Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami, rahimahullah. He states, أَقْعَدَنِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقْعَدِ This hadith, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches to others. This hadith made me sit here for all these years. Ulama counted from time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an till the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, it worked out to more than 55, 56 years teaching day and night Quran. Who will do that? Only the lover of noble Quran, my brothers. Think. So that was one of the functions of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I beg you, my brothers, my sisters, esteemed listeners, every town, every city, you must have a madrasa, you must have Darut Tahfiz, you must have a Hifz class, and you revive the Sunnah. We don't know what we got here in South Africa. Go and study our history. From where did the first Quran come? Remember, you know Robben Island for the wrong reasons. You must learn about our Islamic history. Go and turn the clock 200 years before the democracy. 1794 was the first masjid built, the Boer Kaap Masjid, Oval Masjid, Masjid Oval. Go before that, 1781 to 1793, Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah, he was incarcerated. He was sent political prisoner there to Robben Island. By memory, my brothers, children, listen. By memory, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif at Robben Island. The first Quran in the history of South Africa. See, what a rich history we have. And then when they released him, he put up a masjid. When I go Cape Town, I make sure I go read one salat there. There's my ruhaniyat here. Understand that. That masjid came about with sacrifice and so forth. So it started there. Go read about Sheikh Salih Abadi. My ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. His ustad, Sheikh Salih Abadi, Rahimahullah. So remember that these are the giants. What khidmat service they made for deen. We are unaware of that. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ تَزْكِيَا حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ made so much effort toward the Sahaba, the male, the female, children, all of them, that Allah Jalla Wala says, each one of them is a beacon of light. Each one of them is a beacon of light. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Do you know who Sahaba, my brothers? Madrasa Dare Arqam. Where Safa Marwa is, there was the house of Arqam, that's the first madrasa. When they came to Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi, madrasa, boarding and lodging. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was boarding there, lodging there as well. Lo and behold, who's the teacher? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the curriculum? The verse I'm reading now. Surah 62, verse 2. Who will be the examiner? Who will be the examiner? Yet you tell me I must take exam of your students. You see, when I was in Newcastle, mashallah, 20 years we spent there, very wonderful years. So, Mausema, rahimahullah, used to tell us, end of the year, go here. You know, Dundee, Dunhouser, Glencoe, Washbank, all that, Northern Natal. So I used to go, now you can see my size, what a big guy I am, you know. And the small children, bichara, they just see me there, husu is broken already, you know, understand. So I used to make like, I'm very, you know, angry like. So I say, stand up in a line. They all stand up. Then I put them, I say, how many rukus in janazah? He say, 2. I say, very good. I ask him, how many ruku in janazah? He say, 3. How many ruku in janazah? He say, 4. I say, I will give all of you big knot, all of you all fail. So this time, but I passed them all, you see, and this time. So bichara children like that. Now imagine Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching the Sahaba. Who's going to take the examination? Surah Hujurat. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ I break up the words for your benefit. Allah says, اِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Allah is taking the imtihan and examination. Do they possess true piety, Allah consciousness in the inner recesses of their heart? Allah announces the results. لَهُمْ مَغَفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ For them is forgiveness and magnificent reward. Allah forgave them for a mistake, sin they made. Who are we? We must defend the honor of Sahaba. Remember that. That's incumbent and compulsory upon us. And then Allah conferred certificate. Radiallahu anhum waradu an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah. Allah gave another certificate. Wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. Chapter 57, verse 10. For every sahabi, Allah giving guarantee you are jannati. So who are we? We are non-entities. So our function is to love every sahabi and to learn about them. So yatlu alayhim ayati, our madrasa, our hifz class all. Wa yuzakihim, our khanka. All these great, great ulama, every one of you heard, you come from that part of the world. From here to Stenger Baji, how far? Half an hour. Stenger, how far from here? 10 minutes. 15 minutes. Chalo, 10, 15 minutes, what do you mean? You know, Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Wal Qadahu came here in 1981. We were also there in the last week. And first Shaban, 1982, Hazrat passed away. That was his last itikaf, his last Ramadan. Dunya ku chamkadiya. Go read about Sheikh. Do you know what Sheikh used to do? I give you 3 incidents quickly. So Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawar Allah Wal Qadahu, I saw myself with my own eyes. So when he was in Madinah Munawwara, he should not enter the masjid to read Salat and Salam. He used to wait late at night. Then they would take Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh with a wheelchair outside the masjid. Bring all the blankets and shawl and everything. And then they put for Sheikh, when he reads salami, how he would read salami? Me and you, we just make a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Then either we get tired quickly, we go on, or the police chase us away. I saw my own eyes, Sheikh, outside the masjid sitting for 2.5-3 hours and reading salat and salam every night. You know how we read, brothers? As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, you are muzammil. The one wrapped up in the shawl, he would read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Muddathir. He would read the whole surah Muddathir. That was Sheikh. When Sheikh was in his final year in Dawratul Hadith, what we call, and Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri and all of them were teaching, he and his friend, his colleague, Hamsabak we say, they made a pledge, they made a promise like, that every hadith in the final year, because day and night the hadith is going on, we will sit in front of the teacher and we must hear every hadith in the state of wudu. Me and you today, for Quran also, people will ask, must we make wudu? You understand? You know, nowadays with the app and all these things. Say, no, you told us on the radio, if you read Quran in the book form, you need wuzu. In the app form, you don't need wuzu. So rather I read on the app. You see, oh, loopholes, you see, shortcuts, you know, understand. So we tell them it's better, but it's not compulsory, but they will make it the other way. You know how it is. So Hazrat Sheikh and his colleague, they should sit. Months passed, so every time once wuzu is going to break, so they just like elbow one another. They just tap him. So the other student would ask a question to the teacher. By that time, this one tap there outside. They just go make first wuzu quickly and come back. After 4 or 5 months, one teacher realized what's happening. He say, ye kya chakkar hai wajyol? One goes and one asks a question. He say, no, Hazrat, that this is what we decided in the starting of the year. See. Love for hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those of you who are ulama, those of you who are students and you know Arabic, when I was in Chipata, there by Hazrat Mawlana Mutala sahab rahimahullah, he was a beloved, he and his brother Mawlana Yusuf. So both of them passed away. Allah give them Jannah al-Firdaus also. So I told him that Sheikh, tell me 2-3 ajib wa gharib waqiya of Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah. And I told him, I have this kitab of Hazrat Sheikh. He said, that kitab you're talking about, Hazrat Sheikh wrote it in Arabic, then it was translated in Urdu and so forth. Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything you want to know is documented. How Nabi alayhi salam left Medina, how many days it took, what happened in Makkah, what happened in Mina, what happened in Arafat, what happened in Muzdalifah. Everything is documented. And Hazrat would write, Sheikh, he wrote that kitab in 3 days, and they say he hardly slept in those 3 days. Then Mawlana Yusuf Ludhianvi, rahimahullah, and them translated in Urdu, and I got both Arabic and Urdu. So my brothers, imagine what love they have for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that you will learn in the Khanka. Where you go into seclusion, you go into isolation, little bit. Because when we live in this world, then the toxic environment, it makes our heart also become toxic, you see. So we have to move out, little bit. You see, today was Thursday. What happened in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah today? You know what happened? That they had Salatul Istisqa. So Salatul Istisqa for us in different parts of the world, you need rain, you have to go out. You don't read salat in a masjid, you go outside. So where the lessons are committed, and there you cry, you beg, you petition Allah. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. So that is what. So in the Khanka we learn this. The love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what you zakihim. Remember the tazkiyah. The purification of our inner self and the heart that is saturated. See, Allah says of me and you, Allah is complaining. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. He's very ungrateful. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to that. The more we have, we can buy off everybody almost. We can buy off the politician, we can buy off the judge, we can buy off the police, we can buy off the maulana. So everybody we can buy off. You know how it goes nowadays. Then what is the reason and the cause that we love, we are so ungrateful to Allah? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That the human being is madly in love with that wealth of his. So when we go khanka, pious people, then remember, صُحْبَةِ صَالِي صَالِكُنًا صُحْبَةِ طَالِي طَالِكُنًا. You go nearer to the fireplace, the warmth comes. You go nearer to the air condition, the fan, the coolness comes. When you sit with the pious, the piety will rub off. يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Teach them the Qur'an Sharif. The meaning of the Qur'an Sharif. How Sahaba? Go ask Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Do we know these Sahabas, my brother? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place, he was not even baligh. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. لَمْ يَحْتَلِيمْ. At the time of Hajjatul Wida and so. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him, embraced him, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and made dua for him. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab, Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wal-hikmah. Teach him Quran Sharif and teach him the Sunnah Mubarakah, Ya Allah. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, day and night I was busy. I used to learn tafsir of Quran, meaning of Quran, go to the Sahabi. Afterwards, he became Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. Afterwards, he became Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. Yu'allimuhumul Kitab. How many of us are learning the Quran? We know all the cricket players. You ask Kala also. Kala's tasbih is moving, but the eyes are there. You see, Kala, who tell you? You see, no, he's out. You see. But Kala, how your tasbih is moving? Kala say, I'm making dua, Pakistan must win. That is our trouble. You must remember that. Our trouble is what? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please everybody. It can't work like that, brothers. You can't take medication and poison together. It don't work, you see. That other people can do. We can't do these things here. We have to show dedication, devotion, understand that properly. So see Abdullah bin Abbas. He's a young person. Now he's meeting, emergency meeting in Ramadan. Who is chairing the meeting? Amirul Mu'mineen said, Umar radiallahu anhu. Sahaba said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, how can this youngster be here? We got children, grandchildren his age. But Umar, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar, you know who's Umar? Amir al-Mu'mineen. What Umar used to say on the farsh, Allah used to send from the arsh. What he used to say, he said, Ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after tawaf, let us read salat behind maqam Ibrahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, I have to wait for wahi. Allah said, what Umar says is right. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّى. Over 20 places like that, Allama Suyuti mentioned in Al-Itqan. So anyway, carry on, this is a separate topic. So Sayyidina Umar said, today I gathered you senior Sahaba, مَتَى لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. When is Laylatul Qadr? So what's your opinion? What's your opinion? Everybody gave. You, ya fata, you youngster, what you say? Last he asked him. He say, I say 27 night. Sahaba looking. You can't just talk something in front of Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba and just talk. You say, no, I feel like that. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alehi dalil. When you make a statement, you have to corroborate it, substantiate it with proof. So you say, why are you saying 27 night? He said, see, Nabi alayhi salam said, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْأَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Look for it in the odd nights. And the other hadith, fil awta, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So then we agree, right? So why 7:27? So he starts. Sahaba are there, he speaks. Allah said, how many skies? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبَى سَمَاوَاتِ. 7 skies. How many earth? وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُونَ. 7. human being, you doctors, you gynecologists, you people who are professors in a medical field, no one knew this 100 years ago or so. Quran spoke of this 1400 years ago. Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15. When the husband-wife meet and the wife conceives, then what happens? ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ أَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْأَلَقَةَ مُدْغًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُدْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. That fetus in the womb of the mother goes through seven stages. Subhanallah. The youngster is speaking, Sahaba are listening. Sayyidina Umar is focusing on him. Carry on, Ya Abdullah. He says, Allah spoke about the food that we consume. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا وَإِنَبَوْا وَقَدَبَوْا وَزَيْتُونَا. Me and you will go and count, we will see there's eight. The abba is not for human beings, that is for animal consumption. So for human being is seven dimension. He said, how many times we go round for one tawaf? Seven. The non-Muslims in the morning, you know, they contact me. I tell them, ask whatever you want to. You understood? So they say, AK, why you go round and round and round? You're a little bit tipsy or crazy or what? I say, we the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have anything. So why we go round and round? I say, when your clothes muster is dirty, or my clothes is dirty, you take and put in a washing machine. So you go round and round, it spins, then it comes out now sparkling, see, it's shining. So the Muslim, we go round, round. مَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةً حَدِيثٍ in Tirmidhi, خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُهُمُ. You make 50 tawaf around the Baytullah, you come out so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to. See, brother. So anyway, he said, Safa Marwa Hamli, seven. Sayyidina Umar said, enough now. I agree with you and concur with you, Laylatul Qadr, 27 night. Sahaba, what you say now? Youngster. So my brothers, my message to you, take the mission and the message of the Master, alayhi salam. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. So our madrasas, our hifz class, wa yuzakihim, our khanka, wa yuallimumul kitab, our darulum. So you must learn the Quran Sharif, the meaning. Open any page of the Quran. Ya Allah, what is your message to me? Today you down and out, everything went wrong. You went home, your wife also gave you such a lecture. One person came to Sayyidina Umar, who opened a book, Akhbar-e Umar, Allama Tantawi wrote. So this person, Arabi, Bedouin. He came right to the house of Sayyidina Umar. He took a U-turn, he went away. But the corner of the eye, Sayyidina Umar saw him. Sayyidina Umar called that person here. He came for something. When they called him, he said, please, Amirul Mu'min, let me go. I don't want to discuss it. He said, no, you came here, you must. He said, see, you're insisting now I have to speak. You see, at home, I told my wife few words. She told me many paragraphs. I told my wife few words and she gave me a tongue-lashing many paragraphs. So I came to you to ask you for some counsel, for some advice. But I could hear your wife shouting you also so much. So I said, what does Amirul Mu'minin do for me? We're both in the same boat. Both are sitting in the same boat. You see? So like that. So Amir, see, genius, said Sid. Man to man we discuss. Who cooks your food? Wife. Zawja. Who cleans your house? Zawja. Zawja means wife. Who looks after your children? Zawja. Who looks after your valuables? Zawja, wife. Who the stitches your clothing? Now our women, they don't do all this kind of thing. Nowadays everything dial, you know. Dial a roti, dial a samosa, dial a das, dial a mufti, dial a maulana. Sometimes they die for other reasons also. You understand? So this type of thing. So you must remember this kind. So he said, see, one lady, and she got 5, 6, 7 portfolios. Sometimes they blow their gasket. It's all right. Leave it. They're also human beings. They get frustrated. So you must just keep quiet. What do you want to make noise? They also sometimes get, you understand, really fed up and so forth.
So we must just be mature enough. See, Sayyidina Umar's advice he gave to that person. If it's me and you, we will give other kind of advice. You have understood? So see, very great members. Carry on. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You know what is hikmah? Hikmah is, my brothers, sunnatu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, all these hadith kitabs, there's no time. I give you one. The one you'll all know. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail. To write that book, Sahihul Bukhari, my brothers, my sisters, my esteemed listeners, it took him 16 years to write it. Every hadith is to take a bath, is to make istikhara, and is to ask Allah. Then Allah say yes. Meaning the ishara comes there to the sign. That's good, write it and carry on. How Allah accepted him? Let me give you three incidents. Aapka iman taza ho jayega. We went to Uzbekistan. Listen carefully, you children and you listeners. So, if you know anything about Uzbekistan, and you know about the Russians and Soviet Union, 1979, the Russians entered Afghanistan. They said, this chap, he's a picnic for us. We'll eat them up for breakfast. You understood? 1 week job, we'll clean them up. 1 month maximum. They stayed there 10 years, and they had to put their tail between their legs and run. Like the Americans and the 47 coalition, they all had to go. But Iman, Kuwate Imani, Taliban, what they did. That time was Mujahideen. You all know what? The whole Soviet Union, Red Army disintegrated. You understood? They became independent states. I just take you to one country, Uzbekistan. Do you know who's in Uzbekistan? Imam Bukhari is buried there. Imam Tirmizi, rahimahullah, is buried there. Sahib Hidayah is buried there. So Imam Darmi, the giants are buried there. You must be a member of Islam. There's no time. I give you three incidents. Pay attention. You know of Lenin, L-E-N-I-N? Lenin now, it was just 6 months or 1 year or so, meaning in the real latter portion of his life. He told them, he told the Russians, these are all communist members. 8 years, they got nothing to do with religion. So Lenin tells his people in St. Petersburg, I went to Moscow, I went to St. Petersburg, and I went to Uzbekistan also, alhamdulillah. This incident took place in St. Petersburg. He told them, you know what? There in that vault there, in that vault there, in that safe there, you will see one book. That book, you must give it to the Muslims. It's their book. You know what happened, brothers? Now when you go to Uzbekistan, there's a capital, it's called Tashkent. So lo and behold, so when you enter the museum there, and you see that book which they spoke about is the oldest copy of the Quran Sharif today in the world. You know whose Quran it is? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and the day he became shaheed, and the blood stains are there. When you go to Tashkent, capital, so Lenin said, take it there, and Allah told us already in the Quran, chapter 14, you must remember verse number, chapter 15, chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, we revealed this Quran Sharif, the reminder, and surely we will protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. I told the Pope 100 times, you understand? Pope, come, we have a debate. You read, you understand, your Bible by heart in the original language. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. No, Pope is busy with other messages. You saw yesterday what they got about the Pope. So anyway, leave that now. So you must remember, he's busy with extra activities. You understood that? So, see, you go to the Friday. And I said, I must read Jummah Salat there. So when I went to Uzbekistan. So we go, we read Jummah Salat. After Jummah, we stand there. No, I went before Jummah. So Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah's qabr mubarak, grave mubarak. Those of you who know the history, you know what they did? You must remember that in those days, under the Russians, they wrote there a plaque, they put a board there. They say the person buried here was a great communist leader. Allah used them to preserve and protect the grave mubarak of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Now when you go there, you will see everything is written right. But those days, they should tell the people, a communist leader is buried here. What is the lesson I want to share with you? People can do what they want to, whether it's in India, whether in Palestine, whether in Syria, whether in Burma, whether in any country of the world. We want to wipe out Islam. Allah says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Their intention is to erase and extinguish the effulgence of Allah, Islam, بِأَفْوَاهِمْ, with their media, with their mouths. The more they try, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let the noor of Islam spread more and more, and more people will enter into the fold of Islam. So when we have the best, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it, Surah 61 verse 8. So you must remember, brothers, we have the best. We have to share it with the rest. But when we are not doing what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, learn the Quran Sharif, learn to purify ourselves, some zikrullah, wa zakirin Allah, kathiro wa zakirat. The men and women, both must be involved to cleanse ourselves. Then the Quran Sharif, the meaning of it, the message of it, the message of the messenger. And then the last one you must remember, the sunnah. So every day learn one hadith. See, I give you three incidents quickly. I got 6 minutes left. We have to leave 3-4 minutes for dua. So my brothers, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, we know all about them. When the master, alayhi salam, passed away, Sayyidina Hassan, he is only 7 years old, but he bare-hearted 8 ahadith from Nana, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his grandfather. Sayyidina Hussein, that is Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu an, he was 7 years old, and he bare-hearted 8 ahadith. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, he was 1 year elder and he bare-hearted 13 ahadith. Sayyidina Hassan, 13 ahadith, and Sayyidina Hussein, 8 ahadith. You go see Mustada Ahmad, you will find it there. So my brothers, we must take heed of this. Habibuna sallallahu, Nabi sallallahu sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place. Who was the lady? Listen carefully. Who was the lady who acted like the midwife, Qabila in Arabic we say, for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother? How many of us even know all these things? The lady, her name Shifa, Ummu Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an. Abdurrahman bin Auf becomes Ashara Mubashara. His mother had the sharaf and the honor to have the mother of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the time when the wiladat was taking place and so forth. So we need to learn all these things. Today racism has become a big issue in South Africa and the whole world. To see what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of 8, father passed away before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mother passes away, grandfather passes away. At the age of 8, who is going to take care of Nabi alayhi salam? Abu Talib was there, but which female? The African lady, dark in complexion, African hair. Her name Baraka, and her kunya agnuman Umme Iman. She took care of the Master alayhi salam. When the Master alayhi salam met her after many years, he would address her, Ummi Ba'da Ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Habibuna, last incident. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. She's weeping, sobbing and crying so much. Go open Sahih Muslim, you will find it there. So you must remember that, what happens then? Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Shaykhain radiallahu anhu, the greatest people to walk on this earth after Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers. They said, let's go to Umme Ayman, the African lady. When they went there, she was sobbing, crying, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. They tried to pacify her, but they also started crying. Ya Umme Ayman, is not the master gone to a better place? Said, yes. Then why you cry so much? Say, I'm crying not because the Quran Sharif, because the Master alayhi salam passed away only. I'm crying the messenger passed away, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the message has stopped. Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. No more wahi will come. How they love the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they love the message of the messenger. So where we are, my brothers, sisters, think about it. We take this opportunity to thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole Capital Group, our Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, the coordinator, my brother Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, yeah, he's hiding somewhere. My brother Dawood Monli, Hafiz Basa, mashallah, he's a sharpshooter, he brought me here in half an hour, you know, so this type of thing. So Allah ta'ala reward our Mawlana, yeah, Zakaria, our Mawlana Ismail, mashallah, the Omanga. Is your son Mawlana Abka? What's your, his son, huh? Mashallah. So Hafiz Zahir Manga, nephew, mashallah. So he read very nice. Allah ta'ala and our Sheikh Dawood. All of you must learn Asma'ul Husna. Quran commands us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِيَا. That Allah is commanding me and you. Invoke Allah. Call Allah by His name. And then you will see. Quickly I tell you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid Nabawi, if you go, and that if you enter from that door, the first door is Babu Salam. And you come out from that door is Babul Baqi. If you go there, the Qibla is southern direction. So all on the wall there, you will see the attributes of the Master al-Islam is written in gold. Understood? So you must learn the attributes of Allah Jalla Wala, learn the attributes of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakallah khair to all you brothers, sisters, children here in Chakas Kral. This is the second time I come here. I came here before when Hafiz Duma was here. So I don't know where is he now, but now second time you put barakat. So Allah Ta'ala accept us, and inshallah we got other programs tomorrow. So let's make dua now, inshallah. Make dua for the four children, our Moti children, our Salim Tayyab. See now all this in our country going on. Allah Jalla Wala Rico, unite them with their beloved parents and family and all of them. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhayr. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة وفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم رد الاولاد الى والديهم الى اهليهم يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.